Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by Misfits and More partial owner Ashley McElhahn, as there will be a ribbon cutting happening tomorrow. And Ashley, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. So a ribbon cutting is coming up on Friday. It'll be at 3:30 p.m. You're located along 2nd Street here in downtown Perry. So explain, when did you guys open, and share a little background about what Misfits and More is.
We opened Friday, February 1st. We opened at 10 a.m. It's kind of hard to explain what Misfits and More is. You really have to go in to get, like, really understand what it is. I can explain some of the things that we have. What I can say is that we have merchandise, lots of merchandise, but we have different sections of our store. So we have some bins, and those bins on Fridays and Saturdays, they're $10. Sundays, they're $5. Mondays, they're $1. So that kind of side of the store is a really big hit, especially on Mondays, because everything in them are a dollar. Okay. And then we have clothes. We have our biggest hit right now is our mystery mail. So we don't know what's inside of them. Nobody in the store, even the employees, have no idea what's inside them. So you pay for them, you open them. I mean, you could get high dollar things. You could get a steering wheel, you know. Wow. We just have no idea what they are. Yeah. And then we have a side that's called, like, the item side. And that essentially, like, can't really say higher price, but it is, like, higher priced, but everything is at least 50% off. So if you would order it from, like, Amazon, say it's like a $200 item, it's $100 in our store. So everything is very reduced in price, but we don't hold anything necessarily in stock. The only thing we hold in stock in our store are box springs and mattresses, and those are brand new. Everything else comes and goes every single week. We don't really know what that's going to be. We will have clothes, but we don't have, like, specific clothing items, right? So we won't have, like, the same exact shirt. It will all, like, shift into different items all the time.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, like you said, a little bit of everything. It sounds very unique. I know on your Facebook page and stuff, it does say that, you know, this is kind of a store that Perry has never seen before. So I think with you describing a lot of those items, you can definitely tell that it is different. So maybe talk about what was the motivation for wanting to start a store like this.
Yeah, so I walked into a store one day, and I just saw the vision. So my family has always really wanted to open up a store as a whole family. We thought that it would be a restaurant because we have a lot of food allergies, but we also don't really want to do a restaurant. Once I walked into the store, and I saw kind of the vision of it, and I sat on it for a week, and then I talked to my husband. And he was like, yeah, sounds like a great idea. And then I slowly kind of brought the conversation to each person in the family. And they were like, you know, okay, it's intriguing. Let's see some numbers. And then we decided that we were going to go, you know, look at some merchandise and stuff. And I mean, it came together very quickly. So this just happened in November. This conversation was in November. And then, like, it was like, okay, let's go look at stuff. And then it was like, yeah, we're going to do it. Let's just go for it. I mean, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it. So by February, we had the store ready and opened. I mean, honestly, my family is amazing. We all did it together. And obviously, we are owners together, but there's so many more behind the scenes, like cousins, my other sister and brother, aunts, uncles, my children, you know, other family children. They all have done so much to help us throw this together that we just couldn't have done it without them.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the partial owner of Misfits and More, Ashley McElhahn. And Ashley, you're mentioning your family members. Why don't you go ahead and just list who the rest of the owners are?
So the owners are myself, Ashley McElhahn, my husband, Jack McElhahn, my sister, Jennifer Ray Nelson, my mom, Linda Collins Howard, and her husband, Tom Howard.
All right. So really a whole family affair taking over downtown Perry. That's really exciting. Now, with the ribbon cutting coming up tomorrow, What, in your assessment, are you really excited about bringing Misfits and More to the Perry community?
Honestly, we had lost so much. You know, we had so many businesses close, and so we wanted to bring something back that we just didn't have in Perry. But really what we want to bring here is so many people have to leave Perry, right? So many have to leave to get things. One, some people don't have the means to be able to do that. They don't have vehicles. They don't have transportation to be able to do that. Or you don't have the gas money to be able to do that. Or you have to wait, you know, several days to have things shipped. So we hope to bring that back to Perry. We want to be able to have items that you don't have to travel to go and get. Don't have to wait to ship or anything like that. That's one thing. Two, we want to bring that money back to Perry. We want to be able to have that here and not have to provide it to, you know, other communities. Not that we don't want to support those communities, but this is our community, right? So we're trying to bring that back to the Perry community. And we love seeing everybody's smiling faces every single day. You know, I'm definitely a people person. I love to be able to bring that happiness and that joy and just have a place for people to come. And as much as it is a shopping experience, we've had so many people come in and just hang out and chat and things like that. So definitely there's actually so much more that we want to bring into the store, which will come with time. Okay. But that's definitely just more and more to come.
Absolutely. Awesome. Again, that is Ashley McElhon, again, one of the owners of the new business here in Perry called Misfits and More. And Ashley, really appreciate you taking the time, and we'll see you on Friday for the ribbon cutting.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are absolutely welcome. Just a reminder that the ribbon cutting is happening tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. in the 1200 block of 2nd Street. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.